you have been very close to getting this first win. What has been your message to the players as you try and get it this weekend?
Just to basically just keep going, and when the opportunities come around, we've got to be a bit more clinical, or definitely have to be a bit more clinical than what we've been. I mean, it's, you know, even the last three games we've had opportunities to have gone on and won the game, and unfortunately, you know, you can call it bad luck or whatever, but we have had chances to score. We can't, you know, decisions, is it a goal, is it not a goal, is it a penalty? But within that, it hasn't just relied on them one incident, it has been other opportunities that we've been able to score. So this week we've been working on finishing.
Has it been a good week?
Yeah, it's, yeah, the camp's quite buoyant. Everybody's working hard, everybody's up for it, everybody's fit, and everybody wants to do well.
How important is it to sort of stay positive at a time like this? Have everybody sort of pulling in the right direction?
We need everybody to stick together. I mean, the fans have been fantastic. They need to get right behind them. It's just frustrating for everybody. We've got, I think it's the third or fourth best record in the division of not losing games. We've got the third best clean goals against. But the one thing we haven't got the wins. And a couple of wins under your belt, the whole look at the table and where you are changes, and then all of a sudden them draws that we've got look good draws, but we've got to get wins. We know that. We've just got to keep believing, keep going. We've got some really tough games coming up, and we've got to stay positive. And the players are, there's been a good mood around the camp for many, many weeks. We're all frustrated. I mean, people have got to be aware that although we're frustrated, it doesn't mean that, you know, there's not a good feeling around the place, because there is, and everybody is, I can assure them, working so hard to try and put it right. And as I said, you know, we've spoke about when we're creating the opportunities, they have to be put away. You can't keep missing them, and you can't keep blaming, you know, was it a goal, is it not a goal, is it handball? Because within that, if that was just the deciding problem, then you would say, OK, you're not creating, but we are. I mean, even Saturday, you know, we've had a couple of clear-cut chances that we should score from.
Based on the games that I've seen, the players have pretty much given you everything, perhaps more than some are aware. I mean, what can you say about this group, that they have just kept going despite the fact they haven't won a game?
No, they're honest. They're an honest group of people. Listen, they might lack a little bit of quality here there, but that's this division. You know, that's why players are in this division. You know, I've always maintained that why players here, because they have that. There's a flaw somewhere along the line. They have to correct that. They have to keep working at that. And this division is an opportunity to propel yourself into Premiership, to put yourself in the Premiership. But it's a hard division. And no matter which club you're at, whether or whatever division you're in, you have to keep working at it. And that's what these do. They are a positive group. They get frustrated because things haven't come off. They have a go at each other. But the one thing they show week in, week out is that they do stick together. And that's what, you know, they're asking everybody else to do, is stick together. And that first win is important. And it gets that pressure away from you. We thought we had it last week. We thought we had it the week before. We thought we had it the week before that. But I've said to them, we can't keep saying that. We've got to make sure that when these opportunities come around, we put them away and be more clinical, be more precise in what you're doing and a bit more composure. And that's all we've done this week. We've just worked on attack.
You've had quite a few injuries this season, some long term, some short term. Are the players at the moment that are playing through the pain barrier?
No, the ones that are here, you're always going to play with a knock or a bruise. You know, Roger Johnson's, you know, you watch him every game, or something else, but he's prepared to put himself through that. There's one or two others, and there's players that just can't get back because, you know, the injury's too severe, so they can't get back. But majority of the players in the team will have some sort of knock or whatever. And that's where the battle hardness comes in. It's those ones that have been out a long time, come back, pick up a niggle, can't carry on. But everybody here is, you know, they might during the week have one day off or whatever to recover. But the majority of them are working, are putting it right, are trying to make it better. And more importantly, they are going through their little niggles and everything else. But you do that anyway. Every club has them. But you've just got, if you're a player that wants to play, then you'll go through that niggle.
How are you looking for this week? Any new injury concerns?
No, everybody's up and running. They've all been out this morning. We played the under-21s yesterday. We threw Joe Mattock and one or two others in there, Liam Palmer, Reece McCabe. So we threw one or two in, Lavery, and they all came through okay. We've got back today. We've got Giles back in today. We've got Roger back in today. So they're the ones that we had the concerns over at the weekend, but they've all come through.
The big news this week is that Matty Fryett's extended his loan for another month. How positive is it to have him back?
It was important that we got him back. We at one stage we didn't think it was going to happen. We thought they were going to call him back. But Matty wanted to stay. He feels he's getting sharper and sharper, and I think you can see that in his play. And as I said before, the goal he scored last week, he had exact identical chance here at Ipswich and he didn't take it. A fit Matty Fryett does take them, and that's what he's proved. And he gets his opportunities, and at the moment he looks fit, he looks strong, he looks bright, and you only get that with playing. And I said that before, the problem we have, or we have had, is that we're bringing players in from other clubs that haven't been playing. And the only way you get a match fit is in your match programme, and you can't do that. That's the hard way. But that's the way we have to do it, and we have to go about it. Similar situation to last year when we brought in the likes of Pewey and Big Stevie Howard, Sheehan, all these players needed games, and we had to get them fit within our game programme. But they're all coming on, they work hard, they're in every day. There's a good atmosphere around the place, and I think that's typified by Matty wanting to stay. I think so. That's vital for us.
And he is getting sharper, isn't he? As you say there, you're starting to see that. The last thing you wanted was for him to go somewhere else or back to Hull, having you sharpened him up for a month.
Well, we've had that with other players in the past. You know, we've got them up and running. We've got them right for us, and then all of a sudden. But that's the problem when you have to loan players. You can't do anything about that unless you've got them on season long loans. Unfortunately, clubs don't want to do that because now they wait for the January window to open. If they've done well for us, then there's always the opportunity for them to sell them on, or we do it, or whatever. So that's something that we have to live with if we go down the loan market route.
Do you have is there a recall clause?
He does, yeah. Matty has a recall, and again, we didn't want it in, but the club wanted it. And listen, we do it, so I've got no problems with that. We just hope that they don't get injuries and they don't recall them back.
And one other thing the fans have sort of asked in this is, you know, what chance is there? We know that you can have 3-month loans at this stage during the emergency loan window. Has that been talked about? You know, we'll play it by ear for now, but we'll see how it comes at the end of this month, whether or not he could stay for the full maximum.
No, we asked that. We asked that Hull wouldn't do it. So what we've done is we've just got to do what we're doing, and we'll keep looking around. We've still got a couple of loan options open for us. We're still trying. I tried yesterday, unfortunately I was knocked back. So we'll continue to keep looking down that route, because that's the route that we can only go down.
What kind of options do you have at this stage? I'm not sure what the market would be like. Are you looking at young players predominantly? Is that what some of the top flight clubs are sort of trying to push their younger guys out?
Both, really. You look at everything. Whether it be a senior or someone up and coming, we're looking at both options. But as I said, the problem is, certainly with the Premiership, they have their numbers. If they've got one or two injuries, they won't let players out. And more than 9 times out of 10, if you're bringing in someone from loan, they've normally not been playing, and they need to get up to certainly at our level, they need to get up to a match level that they can go and perform week in, week out. And listen, we saw that last week with Shea to a certain degree. It doesn't matter how many days he trains with us, it's the games that you need to get, and you need to get that mentality and that game sharpness. And I think that showed a little bit, and that showed with other players we've brought in. But they work, they get the game time in, we try and push them as hard as we possibly can without actually knackering them. But as I said, that's the way that we have to be.
Do you think that Shea will get there quite quickly with time on the field?
Yeah, of course he will. He's proved that before, and he's been training with us, so we know he's fit. It's just that match sharpness that he needs to get. And you can't recreate that. It's even if they go and play reserve games or whatever, you can't recreate it. That's why when you start your pre-season programme, even the first couple of games, you're up and running and trying to get going. So It doesn't matter what we do in training, and we beast them sometimes here, but you can never create. It's like I said before, it's like taking a penalty. Mm. It's okay practicing and practicing and practicing, but when you come and there's 10,000 behind you and, you know, behind the goal screaming at you, whether for you or against you, you can't create that in training.
One or two people have asked me this morning to ask you this question. I believe that this morning it's come out that Sunderland might be willing to let Connor Wickham out on loan again. Do you sort of get in that conversation as well, put yourself among the clubs maybe interested in him?
It's about 10 days ago. I think that we've got it about 10 days too late.
So you did actually have a conversation with them then? And you are sort of being kept
I won't deny that we've had a conversation with them, and it's an ongoing thing and everything else, and it's just like hard to prove sometimes.
In terms of the big striker that you've got at this club, Atty Nuiyu, do you feel like he's adjusted well to the Championship now? Because he's going to need that time, isn't he, to get used to sort of English football?
The problem you have is only when you bring in players from around the world who've not played at this level. And the divisions that Atty's been playing in have been, you know, quite easy. And I don't mean that in easy football, but they're not closed down as quick. It's not as high tempo. And I think when Atty come, I think he found it hard to get to that tempo. I think he showed the second half last week that he's getting somewhere near it. And I think he's got to keep pushing himself. He's got to keep demanding it more. He's got to keep working hard in training. And when he gets his opportunities, he's got to do that. You know, we even threw him in a game last week against Leeds. Because although it's a 21 game, it was still very competitive because it's a derby game. Mm. And even in that game, tackles were flying in and you got to move the ball quickly. And I would think that's what he's still got to get into his game. He doesn't get that time. I mean, he's still wanting to bring balls down on his chest in areas that this division ain't going to allow you to do that. And I thought he definitely changed the game for us. But it was needed, and that can happen. You know, you've got people on the bench that can change the game for you. Come Saturday, it's a different scenario again. So, but we feel he's getting there. He is working hard. And the thing is, he gets chances in every game. Every time he's played, if you go back, he's had chances. He's had opportunities. And he just sometimes he takes an extra touch because he thinks he's got it and you don't get it. But we know he's getting there, and that's pleasing for everyone.
When I think back to the summer, you went and you were sort of spotted keeping an eye on him. How often do you go out, would you say, during the week, just to keep an eye on players, to look at potential signings?
Every day there's a game. We're out. We were all out yesterday. We were all out on Monday. It doesn't matter whether it be first team games or 21 games for the Premiership clubs. Everybody's always out. It's just part and parcel of your job, because all of a sudden you go. You never go to a bad game. You never go to a bad game. It might be an awful game, but you never go to a bad game because basically you see 20 odd players, and when their names come up or cropped up later on, you've seen them. So every time you go out, you do see what you want to see, whether good, bad, or indifferent.
Looking ahead to the game against Reading, is this one that you're going to go for? I suspect you're going to say that you've done that a few times this year, but at home against Reading, you know, looking to get that first win, do you really sort of have a go in this one?
But we've got to have a go in every game. And we do have a go in every game. You know, it's something that we've got to turn this place into a fortress. We haven't played as well as what we've played away from home. We understand that. You know, that's why we're training here, just to give them a feel of the place and just get rid of them. You know, if there is a fear or whatever, I don't think it is a fear. I think it just hasn't happened here. But it can't keep happening the way we have to, because this is where the majority of our fans come. So we've got to give them something, and we want them to get right behind them and cheer them and be that extra man, because it can help. It can drag them along. You know, but if they're not seeing what they don't want to see, then they're quite entitled to do the other side as well. But we need everybody together, and we do need to get a win under our belt, and the longer it goes on, the more pressure mounts, and then you need your players to stand up to that. And at the moment, they're doing that. But they don't need to be told, they know it. If they don't know it, then there's something drastically wrong with them, but everybody in the camp knows it.
How have you started at Hillsborough so far this year, do you think? Have you had games where you've started really well? I'm trying to think of a game where you got an early goal, but off the top of my memory, I can't think of one. Is that something you've lacked?
I think the second half performances have been better than what the first half performances have been. But then you take in the Doncaster game, and from start to finish, we were far the better team, but we got undone with the proverbial sucker punch, which we spoke about not to happen because we knew we would be on top within the game, but we needed to score. We needed to get our noses in front. And that killed everybody within the camp, to be honest, because we dominated the game for so long. We just switched off at that vital time. And against Ipswich, they had probably the better the first half. We had the second half. Burnley was the same. Millwall was the same. Yeovil was a bit different because, we didn't play well. But then we go to the away games and, probably there's one game which stands out that we didn't do well in at all. But the rest of them, they've all been games that we could have won and maybe should have won in some cases. But we've got to stop talking about should-haves and maybes and make it a definite.
Are you due a break?
We need a little slice of luck sometimes. We need, I don't think we've had a penalty in God knows how many seasons since I've been here. I don't know what else we need to do to get one.
Have you got a penalty taker?
I think they've forgotten. Yeah, of course we have. But no, we can laugh and joke about it, but we do know how serious it is, and we are trying to keep everything quite buoyant and quite sharp and keep telling the players, and we keep showing them, and I keep saying it will turn. It will definitely turn. They can't keep having the misses and the bad looks and all that. But you've got to make your own luck. And I believe in that. And as long as you stay positive, then you've always got a greater chance of turning it around than if you don't.
Let's get a quick word on them as well. They've got a lot of strike power in that team, haven't they, Reading?
They've kept the players probably that played in the Premiership. They've got players that cost the club a lot of money. They're established club at this level and the Premiership level. They spent a lot of money. We played them in pre-season the year that they went up. And they're spending money, So they're expected to go straight back. It's not as easy as we all know. So they'll come here full of confidence and everything else. But if I'm honest, I'd rather play games like this than games that people expect you to win. I'd rather play these type of games because players know they've got to be at it all the time. Because teams like this will kill you off if you're not.
And one final question. It seems like every week you're coming up against a player that's been heavily linked with this club, whether it was Makeda or Butland, and now it's going to be Billy Sharp. Were you interested in Billy Sharp for a time?
Well, we were. I mean, that's no hidden secret. The thing, it was financial.
Would he have come here? Because he's quite a Billy wanted
to come. Yeah, Billy wanted to come. Full stop. He wanted to come, but we couldn't. It was a financial decision and we couldn't match what the others were matching. Simple as that. But Billy would have come here. Yeah.